President Donald Trump's decision to send troops to the southern border is driving the first week of Mexico's presidential campaigns. All four candidates who put aside their differences and rallied against a common enemy, Trump. But as Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, the public rebuke is coming from all spheres of Mexican government.
Muchas gracias, Presidente.
Senator Laura Rojas walks to the lectern in the Mexican Senate chamber. She points the microphone toward her chin and begins reading a message for President Trump.
La relación de México con Estados Unidos.
She demands respect for the people of Mexico.
Segundo.
She gets applause. She calls the militarization
Tercero.
Of the border an insult. More applause. She calls for no further cooperation stopping transnational crime until Trump shows more civility.
Yes, I'm Laura Rojas, and I'm the chairwoman of the Committee on Foreign Affairs.
Rojas says Trump has been insulting Mexico and Mexicans since he was a candidate, and they want him to show respect.
Another thing that we think that he must do is to stop conducting the relation with the Mexican government based on lies.
Rojas is referring to, for example, Trump characterizing NAFTA as Mexico's, quote, cash cow. An analysis from the Mexico Institute, a Washington-based think tank, shows 5 million jobs across the U.S. depend on cross-border trade. Mexico, after all, imports more from the U.S. than China does.
And another thing is that all the time he's like threatening and blackmailing, and that makes it impossible to cooperate and to.
So when Trump tweeted this week that he was going to send the National Guard to the border, Rojas says,
it was absolutely necessary to say something.
A few blocks from the Senate on Thursday, one of the four presidential candidates delivers a letter to the U.S. Embassy. Margarita Zavala, the only independent in the race, tells a gaggle of reporters that all candidates agree on this one issue. When it comes to defending the dignity of their country, they'll act together, Zavala says. And she's sort of right. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a perennial candidate, tells a rally that he won't allow any foreign government to turn Mexico into a piñata. And Ricardo Anaya, at 39, the youngest of the candidates, in a press conference, criticizes President Enrique Peña Nieto for not addressing their bully head on.
Mexicanas y Mexicanos.
That changed on Thursday afternoon when Peña Nieto put out a video telling Trump that if he's frustrated with his country's Congress, he should address them, not the Mexican people.
Diríjase a ellos, no a los mexicanos.
Peña Nieto has been trying to look at the long term, says Tony Garza, a U.S. ambassador to Mexico under President George W. Bush.
I think they're playing a long game in terms of the relationship, and I also think they're playing a longer game in terms of the economics.
Garza says both countries have benefited from NAFTA, and both countries are fighting the same threats. Terrorism, human trafficking, drugs.
And the only way that we can effectively deal with transnational threats is through transnational cooperation.
But how will that cooperation look like? Here's Senator Laura Rojas again.
Well, honestly, I don't know. That's one of the problems. No, President Trump, we can expect everything, even the unexpected things.
Rojas says that unless Trump shows more willingness to collaborate, he too can expect to see less goodwill from Mexico. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.